The silence after my brother's call was different. Not the stunned void that would follow Mama's last words a week later, but a heavy, suffocating thing, thick with the scent of antiseptic and despair carried over thousands of miles. It pressed down on me in my too quiet apartment, a physical weight on my chest. Mark, his voice, usually steady, the voice of the brother who'd stayed closest to home, who'd shouldered the daily burdens of Mama's decline, had cracked like dry earth. It's time. She won't say it, won't admit it, but she's only holding on for you. She's waiting just to see your face one last time. The 30th of January, 2022. The date seared itself into my mind, a starting pistol for a race I was already losing. His words weren't news, not exactly. We'd known the cancer, that insidious thief that had stalked her for 13 years before retreating into the shadows, only to return with a vengeance, was winning. The doctors, with their furrowed brows and delayed reports, had finally confirmed what her shrunken frame and eyes clouded with pain had screamed for months. It was everywhere. Too late. Treatment now was about managing agony, not offering hope. But this was different. This was a direct line into her fading consciousness, a message passed through the weary conduit of my brother. She's waiting, not for a miracle. Not for peace, even though the pain must have been a constant screaming companion. She was waiting for me. Her stubborn will, the same force that hauled sacks of yams at dawn and fed 9 children on a stallholder's earnings, was now laser-focused on a single impossible point, my face before hers. The week that followed was a blur of frantic, futile motion against the slow, inevitable tide. Each sunrise was a gut punch. Another day she endures this for me. My days dissolved into a manic cycle. First, the phone, glued to my hand, vibrating with phantom urgency. Every call from home stopped my heart. My brother's updates were brief, harrowing. She's weaker today. She asked if you'd landed. The pain is bad, Mark. Really bad. But she's still here. Each word was a lash. Her endurance was a testament to her love, and my absence felt like a betrayal. Second, the logistics, a labyrinth of dead ends and slammed doors. Flights were a nightmare, exorbitant last-minute fares, convoluted routes choked by lingering pandemic disruptions. Visas, if needed, moved with glacial bureaucracy. Work commitments, financial realities, the anchors of my distant life, suddenly felt like grotesque obstacles. Every phone call to an airline, every refreshed browser page showing sky-high prices, every, "I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing available," was a fresh wave of panic. I pleaded, I bargained, I scoured obscure travel forums. Nothing materialized. The miles between us felt like an uncrossable ocean. Third, the bargaining, with God, with fate, with the indifferent universe. Just a few more days. Give me time to get there. Let her hold on. Please, just let me see her. I'd stare at old photos. Her laughing at the market, arms laden with produce. Her holding one of my children, her face alight. And will the vibrant woman in the pictures to overpower the frail specter my brother described? The dissonance was torture. Fourth, the imagining, the worst kind of cinema, playing on a loop behind my eyes. Her lying in that bed, the sharp angles of her bones visible under thin sheets, her breath shallow and labored. Her eyes, clouded with pain, but still scanning the doorway, listening for footsteps that weren't mine. A quiet disappointment when another face appeared. Is he here yet? Did she whisper it? Did she just think it, conserving her precious breath? The image of her waiting, consciously enduring agony minute by minute, hour by hour, for me, was an acid eating through my resolve. My brother's calls became shorter, his voice tighter. She's fading, Mark. She sleeps most of the time now. It won't be long. Each pronouncement was a nail hammered into the coffin of my hope. The frantic energy of the week's start curdled into a cold, sick dread. The logistical battle felt lost. The race was over and I hadn't even made it to the track.